Good morning, Trinity Congregation. As we're missing the caps, you guys are getting younger and younger by the day. So I hope you guys will enjoy this time with young disciples. And there might be some Sundays that there aren't any youth up here. So I hope you run forward and help whoever has volunteered to do it. So this morning, when I was preparing the bulletin this week with Mr. Tim and Barbara, I saw Mr. Tim's sermon title, One Nation Under God. And Kinsey, I know that in school, you guys recite the pledge. I did a little bit of homework. So Ruthie reports to me that in the elementary school, they say the pledge every morning. Kinsey reports that in middle school this past year, they continued to say the pledge every morning. But Cole reports that in the high school, they don't even have morning announcements, so they do not say the pledge at the high school. But One Nation Under God got me to thinking about when we said the pledge every morning throughout school, all the way up through high school. But as adults, we don't often say it. Spoiler alert, we're going to say it at the end of this time with young disciples, so be ready. So I wanted to do a little bit of research. You know, I'm not a history buff. I don't like it. But this made me want to do some research, so I did. So the Pledge of Allegiance was written by Mr. Francis Bellamy in 1892. He was part of a campaign to put, this is many people, to put the American flag into U.S. schools. So that started around 1892. They were going to have a 400th anniversary celebration of Christopher Columbus discovering America. All right, so back to Trinity Child Care. Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492, that's right. So, 400 years later, in 1892, they were planning this big celebration, and they were going to include the American flag, and Francis Bellamy decided that there should be some kind of pledge or salute to the flag. So he went ahead and wrote the first version of the Pledge of Allegiance. And I didn't bring my phone up here, but maybe it's over here. The first version went like this, and I'm not going to read all of them, but this is the first version. I pledge allegiance to my flag and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So very similar, but not the same as what we say now. So the Pledge of Allegiance underwent a couple modifications. One Bellamy did by himself. He added to the republic instead of just and the republic. Then the second modification came when a group recommended to Congress, they just recommended, that we adopt Bellamy's pledge as a national pledge for the whole country. So since we're saluting the flag of the United States, and it just says, excuse me, I pledge allegiance to my flag, they wanted to be sure that everyone in America was pledging allegiance to the same flag. So they added, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. They added that part. And then the third modification, as you can imagine, because you probably missed one of the most important parts in the first couple versions that I read. I also wanted to explain to you, Kinsey, what an allegiance is. If you have an allegiance to something, that's a loyalty or a commitment. And I also wondered what republic stood for. I wanted to know what that definition was. So a republic is a country where the people choose who make the laws for them. So here in America, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. That means we don't have kings and queens. The power is not passed down through a family. You and I and everyone here can serve in our government. We are a republic of the people, for the people, by the people. Okay, so the final revision came around 1954 when President Eisenhower encouraged Congress to add under God. So that was the last part to be added, under God. And hopefully, with the way the world goes, that doesn't get changed, in my opinion. So there is a federal flag code that states, I'm sure you've seen military people when they're in uniform, they stand up and salute the flag. Those are military folks. Everyone else is supposed to stand and put their right hand over their heart And everyone is asked to remove any non-religious head coverings, like ball caps and stuff like that. And what I found interesting was the flag code specifies that any future changes to the pledge would have to be with the consent of the president. Thought that was interesting. Okay. If you will, please join, and we are going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Kinsey, would you help me? Ready? We'll hold it so they can see it. Hold it like that. Ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And to that I say, amen.